I thought we'd check on the progress of CJ Graham, because on the 8th of November she was riding at Grafton. Unfortunately, came off. A horse, Media Mate, ran into issues, and CJ's been off the scene. Morning, CJ.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Take us through that day with Media Mate. What actually happened there about the 300?
The horse actually bled and collapsed, so when it come down, I come down with it.
And you hit the deck. You were did the horse come on top of you, or were you throwing clear?
No, I was actually quite lucky. It threw me left, and as I've gone left, it's gone right. So we both went opposite ways, so I was actually quite lucky to come out of it like that.
Now, the extent of the injuries, though, that's what you don't need. What happened?
As soon as I fell, I must have put my left wrist out because I've broken it quite badly. I'd broken it in three places. I've got a plate, screws and pins in there now. I broke my scaphoid and my radius, and I broke another little bone in there as well.
That's a nice pain, because at the time you were flying, you'd ridden a winner 3 days in a row. I think you won at Ballon, and then you rode a double at Taree. You rode a double that day at Grafton.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I hit the ground, I pretty well knew it was broken straight away. I just didn't want to believe it. I kept telling them that it wasn't broken, and I had another ride in the race after for my boss, and I thought it would go okay too. And I was driving it for me first treble, but that never happened. Never mind. That's exactly how racing goes. On a massive high 1 minute, and next minute you're on the low.
Just out of interest, CJ, did the other one you were going to ride, did it get the money?
No, it didn't actually. It must have been missing me.
There you go. Now, what stage are you at the moment? When will we expect to see you back in the saddle?
Well, they told me when I had my surgery, I was going to be off for 12 weeks, and it's been 2 weeks since I've had my surgery. So about 10, 11, and that's if everything goes according to plan. So I've last Tuesday, I went back down there, and I got my half cast taken out, and I got the stitches and all that cleaned up, and I've actually got a new little splint on at the moment, and that can come on and off. So I've been looked after that well, like even from day dot, Dr. Duckworth, and he got me on to a specialist down in Sydney, so I went down there to have my surgery, and I've just been that well looked after, and just so I can get back to 100% like I was before.
Now, which arm was it, left or right?
It was my left arm.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pain when it's the other one, because you're used to doing everything with your right hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, so at this stage, probably about another 10 or 11 weeks, is that before you can ride work or before you'll be back?
I'm not exactly sure. I go to see the doctor in another 8 weeks, and I guess he'll give me some more insight on that. But when I last seen him at my last time, he was really confident, like it's all going exactly to plan, and it's all looking really well, so.
All right. It is a nuisance, because, CJ, you were flying, everything was going well. Now, weight-wise, do you tend to put the nose bag on when you're having a little break like this or not, or are you pretty disciplined?
I actually checked my weight the other day, and I was actually lighter now than what I was when I was riding, so I'm quite lucky like that.
Well,
I will be watching it to a certain extent, but I'm pretty lucky.
We don't want to see you come back a little tubby, do we?
No, I wouldn't like to see that either.
That'd ruin everything.
I don't want to be sitting in the sauna with Dad, that's for sure.
Fair enough. Let Pete go in there on his own.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Good on you, CJ. Good to know that things are on the right track anyway, and good luck. Let's hope you get back sooner than expected.
Thank you. Can't wait.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. CJ Graham. And she was flying. Things were going so well, unfortunately, before she had that tumble at Grafton that day.